News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So, listen, it's amazing what can happen on social media, is it not? And we see that left and right. Now, I will tell you that news is still news, all right? News is still news, and before I jump into the next part of the Triple Dipper, I will just tell you that 1819 News is one of my sources. You've already heard me quote them at least once today. I know I've got another story of theirs coming up in a minute. 1819news.com. So I hope you guys are clicking on the website to check them out as a news source that you might want to reference, because when they report the news, I'm telling you, it's balls and strikes. They're not putting what I call the skew and the spew in the midst of their news stories. They're literally looking at the stories and reporting the facts. Sometimes it may be things that, you know, I'm a conservative and I wish that hadn't been reported. But then again, at the same time, I want good news. I want to know what's what. Now, they do have a lot of editorial content, but they set it off to the side where you can see it. So, yeah, that's a big deal. So, listen, 1819news.com, named for the year that Alabama became a state, absolutely has to be on one of your go-to lists of favorites for news sources online. Check them out, 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com. Now, that's news. Let's talk about social media, which, believe it or not, I read a study not long ago that said that something like 72% of all Americans get their news from a click through social media. Wow. That makes it all the more imperative that we have the new electronic public square is fair and equal representation. I don't care if they want to say, legally speaking, we can't show things like child pornography. Well, that makes sense. I agree. Or for the fact that, you know, you got the ability to work with something that is considered against state law. That may have to be dealt with too. But when it comes to things that are actually just, you know, I don't know, news, like not reporting the Hunter Biden laptop, quelling all the stories. I mean, come on. Well, so anyway, the other part of this, though, that I think is hilarious is some of the terms that we use in our daily lexicon now that are a part of, you know, social media's rise, if you will. One of which is troll. You ever thought about this? Troll is a word, I mean, okay, troll. Troll is a word that could mean, like, you know, the ogre character, the one who lives under the bridge. So that particular one, here's the definition. I pulled it for you because that's what I do. So in internet slang, though, a troll is a person who posts inflammatory, insincere, digressive, extraneous, or off-topic messages in an online community like social media with the intent of provoking readers into displaying emotional responses or manipulating perceptions. Okay, there's that. Then there's the other version of troll, which has to do with phishing. All right, a lot of y'all identify more with that one. So trolling when you're fishing, according to the definition, is a method of fishing where one or more fishing lines baited with lures or bait fish is drawn through the water, maybe behind a moving boat with the use of a special trolling motor. Okay, now that we've established that trolling has multiple meanings, how do those two coalesce? Well, what's hilarious to me sometimes is when you watch liberals getting owned on social media with their own stuff, and they can't stand it. And what winds up happening is they think they're doing something, and then the next thing you know, they're getting it handed right back to them, which is actually pretty funny when you get down to it. And sometimes, though, it goes back and forth, and it becomes a troll thinking they're doing something, followed by getting trolled themselves. And the next thing you know, you've got people literally casting a line to see who else they can catch. Well, okay, what am I talking about here? Well, how about this one? Strange story right now in Alabama's U.S. Senate race. So I had Mike Durant in studio with me a couple days ago, right? And we had a conversation. It was not designed to be much of a gotcha. It was really designed more along the lines of, here we are in the final push. I had Mo Brooks on the same day, and we just talked through, who are you, what do you represent, what do you wish people were hearing? And yes, we talked about some of the negative campaign ads. But then the next day, did you see this? Story came out on Yellowhammer News, written by Dylan Smith, dated yesterday. Have you heard this thing about the postcard? Okay, here's the storyline. So Mike Durant posts on social media yesterday afternoon that he got a postcard from a guy named Rick Wilson, who's one of the founders of the Lincoln Project. And most of y'all are familiar, but just in case you're not, the Lincoln Project is a group of so-called Republicans who are really what they are, is they live for Never Trump. They will do anything at all, whatever it takes, support the Democrat if necessary, to make sure they have a Never Trump situation brewing at all times. And by the way, some of those guys are pretty sleazy, to be honest. But speculation has swirled for months about Mike Durant. So there's been all kinds of campaign ads out there saying he's a Lincoln Project supported guy. He's a never Trumper. I have trouble believing that. And this is not an endorsement of Mike Durant. I'm just saying I have trouble believing that. I think that's hyperbole. Just like I don't believe the commercial that says that Katy Britt cheered, you know, when, what was it said that Katy Britt cheered when Doug Jones was elected. I don't think she cheered. If she did, I want to see the video. But that being said, stuff gets said all the time. Well, Mike Durant gets this postcard mailed to his place of business. It's allegedly handwritten by this guy, Rick Wilson, from the Lincoln Project. And it's pretty foul. And it goes on to just basically, you know, say, you know, "Dear Mike, do you honestly believe that aligning yourself with Trump is really such a hot idea? You're making a deal with the devil. You're disgracing yourself in the progress." And then he goes on to, in this postcard, whoever wrote it, to invoke the names of the two Delta Force guys, Sergeants Gordon and Shugart, who won the Medal of Honor for rescuing or for defending Mike Durant when his Black Hawk went down the Battle of Mogadishu. Well, okay, this started the whole thing. So Durant posts this thing, and he goes out there and says, I don't know what the deal is here. Rick Wilson sends me this cowardly postcard. He says he sent it from Mexico because it was a Mexican postcard, but it was postmarked in Seattle. And he goes on to basically just talk about how these are the kind of things he would never say to my face. And he says, "It's no wonder why Rick Wilson and the Lincoln Project hate my campaign. I'm a pro-Trump, pro-life, pro-gun conservative." Okay. Well, guess what happened? So Durant goes out and trolls Rick Wilson with a picture of the postcard. Rick Wilson comes back and trolls Mike Durant right thereafter. Following Durant's response, Wilson did his own Twitter thread and came back and said some things which are pretty foul. He says, "Let's be clear, I didn't send that card to you, nor did I direct anyone else to either. He says, I haven't been in Seattle in over a year. It's not my handwriting, and I don't give a single, and I won't say it, a single, you know, F word to give about you, and haven't bothered to follow your race." Wow. Okay. But then he goes on with multiple tweets thereafter and says, "But if it'll help, I'm going to go ahead right now and endorse your campaign." And we'll see how the press and the fans like that. Durant comes back right after that and trolls Rick Wilson again, maintaining the Lincoln Project co-founder was the individual who authored the postcard. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous, but this is what happens. When you get out there and you start trolling something, you better watch out because it may come back. You may find out that people cast a line in the water just to reel you in. So I'm going to say, I don't know what the deal is. I mean, did Rick Wilson, who does not have a good reputation among Republican circles, did he send the postcard? I don't know. But if he did, was he drunk when he sent it? I don't know. But the reality is this. Durant went out there and hung that postcard out for everybody to see, and he trolled Rick Wilson. Rick Wilson trolled him back. And basically both sides are casting a line in the water and dealing with the results. Now, I will say this. Durant is handling that situation. I mean, he put it out there first, so, okay, there's that. But Durant is handling the responses he's getting back a whole lot better than what we see coming out of the White House. So while we're talking about trolling, did you see what happened yesterday when Joe Biden decided to go ahead and just, you know, the ultimate insult, gonna call Trump the MAGA King, that MAGA King? Well, you can imagine this is about as good as when Hillary Clinton called all Republicans that basket of deplorables. How'd that go? The next thing we had T-shirts, you know, proud deplorable, and it became a rallying cry. Well, so here's the story. FoxNews.com dated yesterday. President Biden rips Donald Trump by calling him the great MAGA King, but the right wing instead embraced the term. You think? He said at a reported $30,000 per head fundraiser for Democrats, Biden bragged about reportedly decreasing the federal deficit by a record amount, criticizing Trump for instead ballooning it. He says, under my predecessor, the great MAGA King, the deficit increased. Oh, I got to say it the right way. under my predecessor, the great MAGA King. Anyway, you can imagine the deficit increased every single year he was president. And then he goes on to brand his opposition as ultra MAGA. So you know what he did? You know what Trump did? Trump goes out on his new Truth Social media. He posts a meme. And he took a picture from the movie Lord of the Rings. And he inserted his own face over it. He's got a picture of himself wearing basically a crown and carrying a sword. And it says, Return of the MAGA King. Instead of Return of the King, it's Return of the MAGA King. Folks, I'm just going to tell you right now, Biden got owned on that one. Biden thought he was throwing out something to troll the former president. And he should have known better because the king of retorts basically came back to haunt him. And, you know, what's funny is the guys on the folks on the Fox News show, The Five, they were talking about this. And even Geraldo Rivera said he believes that Biden has such difficulty communicating that even his nicknames and smears are coming back ineffective. Yes. All right, folks, listen, we're going to take a short break right now. I'll come back and finish this segment up a little bit. And then coming up top of the hour, a friend of mine just walked in the studio right here with us, Rusty Glover, former state senator, now running statewide for the position of state auditor. We'll be on with Rusty Glover here pretty soon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. So I'm doing this more lighthearted segment right now. I mean, I had to weigh you down for a while there with Bidenomics, and that was tough. And then, but we did have the opportunity to talk to Mike Russell, who came on and gave us a clear perspective on what he's seeing at the national level, at the macro level, if you will, on Republican candidates nationwide. And you know what's encouraging to me is to hear him say that he does believe that the more conservative candidates are the kind, especially in the House, are the kind that people tend to be looking for. So that's also encouraging. That's good stuff. Hey, before I go further, let me too tell you about ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since the show started. ZLA Solutions is like epically good at getting people back to work. That's their bread and butter, man. Now, they come in and they can do all kinds of things for you. They can help you with your business with its, you know, sorting and containment, quality control, logistics, all that kind of stuff. But their real bread and butter, staffing. They will find you a crew if you need one. So if you're personally looking for a job, you, the individual, you're looking for a job, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. And they've got jobs posted all over Alabama. I was talking to them the other day. They had some posted at like $20 an hour. That's good stuff. But then at the same time, if you are an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then yes, ZLA Solutions, they can do it. All the drug testing, the background checks, the recruiting, all of it. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. I'm just saying ZLA Solutions, their motto is ZLA Solutions. We don't make it, we just make it better. And they do. That's their goal, to make your business better. So check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Back to number two on the Triple Dipper here for a few minutes. So talk about trolling. You know what's fun is when you watch folks thinking that they're owning the conservatives and the libs just get it handed right back to them. You know, not the least of which is, so I just told you one about Trump owning Biden. I told you the one about Mike Durant's campaign going back and forth with that knucklehead Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project. And then there's this. So how many of y'all have seen libs of TikTok? Raise your hand. Okay, like I can really see that. But anyway, libs of TikTok. If you haven't seen libs of TikTok, I follow them on Twitter. That's my favorite place to see their stuff. Libs of TikTok literally just made its name by going out, finding the videos that were being posted by liberals, and just replaying them. And just basically saying, here's one, what do you think of this one? Here's another, what do you think of this one? Here's a teacher that says this about teaching their kids, you know, how to be, gender non-binary or whatever. It's hilarious. And what's also amazing is it enrages the liberals, but it's their words. Well, okay. Washington Times reported just, this is like 10 days ago, April 27th, thereabouts, Washington Times. The popular conservative Twitter account has gained even more influence since it was targeted by a Washington Post tell-all. So what happened here, in case you did not see it, was the Washington Post uber-liberal in its reporting? A reporter by the name of Taylor Lawrence, who, by the way, had talked about how bad it is when Republicans try doxing, which, by the way, liberals invented doxing. But Taylor Lawrence decided she was going to track down the anonymous owner of the social media platform Libs of TikTok. Who do they think they are, replaying actual liberal words? And so she goes out and finds this person and actually then basically doxes the owner of the platform Libs of TikTok and encourage people to go to their house and just make life difficult, and thought that would drive things down. Well, guess what? Libs of TikTok hit a million followers, just a week later. All right. It's an increase of 50% of their followership. I got news. I went out and found him and started following him. And the creator of Libs of TikTok also launched a new Substack newsletter that now has thousands of followers. And then it got so fun that the woman who had been doxed, the woman who had had her address released, she tweeted out, "So grateful to Taylor Lawrence and WAPO for helping me achieve this huge milestone. Is there an address where I can send a thank you card?" That is some good trolling right there. It keeps on going. I mean, it's what's hilarious too is when you see things like, did you see the one where Elon Musk is looking at buying Twitter? I say looking at it. Elon Musk has an offer in place right now to buy Twitter. A little bit of news on that I'll tell you in a minute. But Elon Musk has a $42 billion offer on the table to buy Twitter. A lot of due diligence to be done in that, I'm sure. Well, of course, liberals are upset because they have controlled the flow on Twitter for quite some time. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comes out and tweets about Elon Musk, you know, about billionaires trying to buy up things and think they can do and basically went on to kind of get personal about him, to which Elon Musk literally tweeted back at her to stop flirting with him that he's already taken. Oh my gosh, it well earned. Then there's the Babylon Bee. I love the Babylon Bee. You talk about something that can, an account that can troll, that knows how to troll, that may have invented trolling. I don't know. Babylon Bee got suspended on Twitter for naming, you know, the one that goes by Rachel Levine now, the guy who looks like a guy with long hair, by the way, and named him the man of the year, and then got suspended on Twitter. Well, Twitter says it will restore the account if they delete the tweet. And CEO Seth Dillon says he has no intention of doing so. What's interesting, though, is the Babylon Bee, their website is probably getting more hits right now than it's ever gotten. And it's all because liberals thought they would troll a conservative, and they got it handed right back to them. All right, folks, that's enough of that little levity for your Friday afternoon. Going to go right now to a quick break, and we come back from that. My friend, State Senator Rusty Glover, we served together in the Alabama Senate. One of the most conservative members of the state Senate for years, he is now running for state auditor. We'll have him right here in the studio on mic talking about his campaign. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.